Remy Wolf is not entirely new to NPR audiences. Last year, she showed up in a Tiny Desk concert by hip-hop producer Kenny Beats. Some might also remember Remy Wolf from her run on American Idol in 2014, and she's come a long way since then. She's now an established solo artist who describes her sound as funky soul pop with a streak of magical realism. And today, her second album is out. It's called Big Ideas.
I kind of call this my variety show album.
I spoke to Remy Wolf about her new album and started with the song Cinderella. There's something really relatable about the words here, and maybe I'm injecting my own fatigue about having to be all the colors of the rainbow. Is that something you find yourself having to do, morph into different people?
Definitely. I mean, more so than even that, I think I'm kind of flip-flopping between all these emotions and all these versions of myself kind of constantly, especially when I'm on tour.
So is this song Cinderella kind of you working that out for yourself a little bit?
Yeah, I think while I was writing this song, where I was at in my life, I was in the throes of tour, and it was getting to this point where I really felt like I needed someone to tell me I was doing a great job and to, like, keep going. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have anybody pulling me up in that way. And this song kind of was an exploration in me figuring out if that was something that I could do for myself. I was imagining the voice that came down in the second part of the bridge as kind of my fairy godmother, who was telling me, like, you don't need to cry. It's okay. You're doing everything good, and you can keep going, and you're supposed to be doing this.
In that same vein, I do want to talk about Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Because it gets at a little bit of that on-the-road roller coaster, but then this desire kind of sit at home with the people or person you love. Let's play a bit of that. This one is so soulful, but it's like two versions of you again. Are you craving domesticity here? And then at the end, you're like, and then I'll get on my motorcycle.
Yeah, I think when I wrote this song, I was really exploring these two sides of myself. One side being the part of me that wants to be at home and, like, have a dog, clean the garage, just do normal domestic stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the other part of me kind of wants to experience the world by myself, mm-hmm. and just, like, be free and do reckless stuff or do not reckless stuff, but just kind of do it on my own. And when I was writing the song, I was entering into a new relationship. So I think I kind of put all those feelings into this song.
This is your second album. Your first album was called Juno, and that came out in 2021. How has your music changed since then?
I feel like I've been pulling back, like, a lot of emotional screens and kind of letting myself be seen a little bit more in my music. Like, I'm trying to be more vulnerable and direct within my lyrics and with my audience.
I mean, I think there was something that drew me to a lot of the songs because it was almost like I was listening to the thoughts in my head that I don't say out loud about myself, like some of the negative talk that I think all of us have in our heads. Mm. And then you're writing them down to these really fun beats. And I think of Pitiful here.
Yeah.
What were you thinking when you wrote this song down?
Oh, man. Well, this song was really inspired by this one experience I had in college, actually, and seeing this person that I liked or was kind of maybe seeing at the time and seeing them making out with this other girl. And I felt embarrassment. And I felt like I just had to document it and being like, okay, I am being pitiful right now. Like, get a grip, kind of. I think really helped. Also, I think the track is just so fun.
Yeah.
I love juxtaposing kind of dark lyrics with really fun sounding music.
Which is really this album. It's so fun. And then you listen and you're like, oh, but this is also quite intense.
I think it's one of my favorite tools to explore in writing and production.
There was a song, just the start.
Yeah, I call myself an artist and sometimes I think it's true, but I walk heavy across the water, I debunk myself to blue, maybe.
Where it's like, I thought I was on the top, but now there's more things I have to do, and there's even more things I have to do.
Yeah.
Tell me about writing that song. I mean, because I was listening to it and I've had that feeling where I'm like, oh, I thought this was the top. Oh, I have to do more things. No, I have to try this.
I think I was just kind of trying to process what my life was. And then just like observing my behavior and all of my insecurities kind of from this bird's eye view.
Mm-hmm.
And the end being like the thing about the chase is it like the human race. The human race. And the thing about a net is it only works when it's wet with the fishes or with the worth of a check. And the thing we're all out here chasing something that we think we want. And as soon as we get it, there's more.
There's more.
Like you said.
Remy, thank you so much and congratulations on your album.
Thank you so much.
Remy Wolf's album, Big Ideas, is out now. I'm talking my big ideas.